Star Wars Sessions.
Extra.
Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Star Wars Sessions Extra, where today I'm going to be giving my non-spoiler thoughts on the latest release in the Star Wars books, Thrawn Ascendancy, Greater Good, The Greater Good, obviously written by Timothy Zahn. This is the follow-up to Thrawn Ascendancy, Chaos Rising. So firstly, off the bat, big shout-out to Del Rey UK for sending out this advanced copies. We love you. We really do appreciate it. And it makes my collection look really good. So thanks very much. And you know me, I love the books. I love the canon. So it's a pleasure to dive in and give my two cents on these books. Now, those who know me know that I think the character of Thrawn's all right. I think he's great. I think he's fine. I really like the Heir to the Empire trilogy way back when. I think that's obviously hallowed in terms of Star Wars tomes. And the new trilogy, which was Thrawn Alliances, almost forgot there, Thrawn Alliances and Thrawn Treason, I thought was okay. I thought it was pretty good. It had ups and downs. I liked the first book, wasn't so sure about the second one, but I thought they stuck the landing with Treason. So when it came to getting this new trilogy, which is a prequel, I thought, oh, what are we going to do with this? Where's this going to go? How are we going to keep sort of excitement and engagement levels up? And I liked Chaos Rising. I thought it was surprisingly pretty good, actually. And it got me excited, or more intrigued, for Greater Good. Now, I will say, I still can't get my head around the title Greater Good. I'm not a fan of the title. We've got Chaos Rising, fine, Greater Good, and then the next book that's coming out is called Lesser Evil. So, you know, I see the pattern there, but yeah, Greater Good connotations. So my initial thoughts on the book, again, non-spoilers here, was I thought this book's fine. I thought it's okay. I'm not sure it's as good as the first book, Chaos Rising, but what it does do is everything that a second novel should do, or a second part of a trilogy should do, is it continues the story and it sets us up for the finale in the next book. So we carry on pretty much fairly soon after the events of Chaos Rising and Thrawn and Admiral Aralani, who I think is great and I'd love to see more of. They're out there making sure that the Chiss aren't going to be attacked from any other benevolent threats or malevolent threats. Well, the benevolent being a key thing there, but malevolent threats in the galaxy. And, you know, Thrawn doesn't think that, you know, the attack in the first book is the only threat to the Chiss Ascendancy. You know, we know Thrawn, he's not silly. He knows there's something else out there, you know. But, so the book deals upon Thrawn's thoughts and feelings about what else might be out there. And Thrawn also ends up alongside some refugees, alien refugees. So he has to deal with them, literally make a deal with them. And the Chiss themselves have issues. They have chissues, if you will, with Thrawn himself. So there's a lot going on. The reason they have that is because, you know, it's Thrawn. He's great at everything. He can do no wrong. And they're kind of a bit worried about this, that, you know, the higher you rise, the greater you may potentially fall. But so I think it's a good book. I think it's a good book. Timothy Zahn, sorry, as we know, created the character. Ergo, he gets the character. He knows how to write Thrawn. And what he does do, crucially, is he doesn't make him boring. And by that, we know Thrawn is a master strategist. He's a politician almost. Whilst he is awful at the political game, he has the mind of a politician in the way that he works. So Zahn manages to make Thrawn an interesting character still. He doesn't bog us down too much. He's a great writer, so we know that. He's a very good writer, Timothy Zahn, and he gives us a story which is easy to follow, it's easy to read. I wasn't bored at any point reading this book, which is something which I sometimes worry about when it comes to the second part. Why? Because we know that we may not get any real resolutions. We get set up, but is it going to be a lot of exposition? There is exposition to a point in this. So that's going to be the case in any middle book. But I can't, it's hard to kind of knock a middle book for being just that. It does exactly what it needs to do. It sets things up. It ties up loose ends from the first book. It opens up some strands for the third book without really ever kind of, for me, you know, doing anything too major. So by the time we get to Lesser Evil next year, maybe I'll look back on this book and think, do you know what? What that did set up and how it introduced certain aspects paid off so well. And in fact, the second book is vital to this story. But so can't really whack it for not going too big. But as I mentioned, I never felt bored reading it. And that's something which I can applaud Timothy Zahn for. I know a lot of people think Thrawn is a bit boring, a bit stoic. You know, he talks very slowly and he always wins every battle. And yeah, he does to the most part. But it's interesting to see how his mind works and how the wheels behind the eyes and how he gets to where he needs to be, how he conjures up these strategies. So that's exciting. It builds upon the Chiss lore. It builds upon what else is out there in the galaxy, these other threats. We also find out more about the Skywalkers, not Anakin and Luke, but the Skywalkers, and how the Chiss use the power which we know as a Force, which is exciting. But overall, it's a decent book. Thrawn isn't in it for the whole thing as well, which sounds silly, but a lot of other characters get more spotlight in this, which I do appreciate as well. I like the character of Thrawn, but what I liked about this book in comparison to others is others get more to do. Yes, we all know about Pelion and everybody else from the other books, but it's just nice to know they're not just capitalizing on the love for Thrawn and just making it just all about him in here. So we get some good action, we get some good lore to build upon, we get some good resolutions, some good setups. It's a good book, and that's what I can say. It's fine. It's not the best book I've read. It's not the best of the new Thrawn books I've read. It's not the worst. It's just, you know, it comfortably sits in the middle for me. If you don't like the Thrawn books, you aren't going to like this. Or you certainly aren't going to find anything here to change your mind. It's the best thing I can say. If you've enjoyed all of the other Thrawn books in the new canon, you're going to enjoy this one. You're going to lap it up. You're going to enjoy this one. So, but that's the kind of only other thing I can say about it, is if you're not a fan of Thrawn, this may not work for you. Obviously, it's a second part of a trilogy, so I wouldn't jump in and have this be your first canon read if you've never dove into the books. Read the first Thrawn books if you want to get into the blue dude. But I thought it was pretty good. In terms of recent trilogies, when I look at how something like Shadowfall set up that story, I thought that was engaging. I thought that was bombastic. I thought that was very confident. Really enjoyed that. This one is it's not quite up to the level of that, but it's still a good, solid, engaging read. And it has got me intrigued again for The Lesser Evil, which comes out next year. It hasn't made me any less excited for that. It hasn't made me hugely excited, but I'm still in to see where this goes, mainly for the lore side of it. I know Thrawn's going to be fine. Spoilers, he lives because he's in Rebels. We all know that. But I'm looking forward to see how they build upon the lore. So if you've read the first book, absolutely check this book out. You have to, I think, because I'm an OCD. I'm a collectionist, a completionist. I can't read the first book and not the rest. But check it out. If you haven't read any books, go check out some of the other ones. But I'd recommend it if you're a fan of Thrawn. If not, then I reckon you could comfortably skip it and you're not missing out on too much. So yeah, it's in the middle of the canon novels for me. So again, thank you to Daryl Ray Books for sending this over. Very much appreciated. Looking forward to checking out Lesser Evil next year. Hopefully we get a great end to the trilogy. Thank you everyone for listening. If you do pick up the book, I hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you thought about it, if you liked it, or if you didn't like it. We'd love to know your thoughts. However, from me then, until the next episode of Star Wars Sessions, whatever that may be, thanks for listening, and see ya.